Ann Michaels in Troy, Michigan, and today is July 1st, 1981. Let's talk a little bit about your family background. Where and what kind of setting did you grow up in?
Well, I was born in Spokane, Washington, and left home when I was drafted in 1945, 18, so apart from a short visit later, I have usually been in the East or in Michigan.
Mm-hmm. Did you come from an artistic family, or did you have any type of early art training?
Well, I have many cousins who were encouraged to be in the field of art and music. I have a brother who is a full-time teacher. He's taught art in a college in Tacoma, Washington for years. And I would say that art has been an important part of the entire family, but just a few of us have gone into it professionally, I guess.
Mm-hmm. At what point did you become interested in art? Was it as a child? Or
I was always drawing. There were always drawing materials around from my earliest years, my brother and I used. Anything that would occur to us, like watercolors or oils or whatever, those things were provided for us. But I would say the most important training began when I was about 11, and that was the WPA art project. I studied with Guy Anderson, who was really started me early on murals, so I did my first mural when I was 11 or 12. And the WPA art project didn't provide materials, but they allowed you to talk to these many artists who were, otherwise we would not have met them. They were really active artists. I think Mark Tobey taught them. He didn't teach me, but I understand he taught them.
In Spokane?
No, in Seattle, I think.
Oh, I see.
Seattle was studying in Spokane. And Guy Anderson was one of the most important people in the early years, I think.
Okay, let's talk a little bit about your education. You attended the Yale School of Music during 1950 to 1952 before receiving a BA in art education from Eastern Washington University in 1957. What prompted this switch from music to art?
Well, I'd always wanted to become a cartoonist someday, and that was sort of an important facet of drawing to me. And in the early years, it was just accepted my brother and I would take piano lessons. So piano was just sort of a thing we had to go through.
Mm-hmm.
And I became interested, I think, when I was about 16, in seriously practicing the piano. So I didn't look upon it as a future. When I went into the Army, there were many places, you know, service clubs, and just for recreation, I'd play the piano, and eventually the Army sponsored me a radio program in Seattle, and it was sort of exciting to, well, I forgot to mention, I was very interested in the current favorite was Chopin.
Mm-hmm.
So I memorized an awful lot of popular things that, I don't mean popular music, classical music that was popular at that time. So the Army and